Hello, my name is Bob Barber. I work as an old age psychiatrist, but also as clinical director for Northeast Dendron. This project was very important to us. We wanted to find ways of improving the opportunities for patients to participate in research, but to do this from a different approach, to help provide patients with the information, to empower them to have a conversation, an important conversation with their clinicians, and hopefully in doing so to trigger the opportunity to participate in research, or at least to find out more about local research opportunities. To implement this plan, we felt it was very important to have buy-in agreement from the trust. And to start this process as a first step, we contacted the director of the R&D department to gain her approval and support for implementing this plan. The next step after that agreement was to link with clinical colleagues, and we did this in two ways. We contacted their clinical line manager to gain his approval for the implementation, but we also contacted each of the clinicians directly to inform them of this plan, why we were doing it, and how we would respond as a clinical network. We wanted to reassure them that any work was generated would be handled appropriately and efficiently. Having got their approval, we then, as a third step, linked with the service line managers, because we realised it was very important to pull this through at a very local level to ensure it was implemented. And again, we had to reiterate the importance of the plan and the reasons for it to gain their approval and to help them understand why this plan was being pursued in the first place. And as a final fourth step, we wanted to ensure that it was acted upon at the level of the secretarial staff, the A and C line managers. So we had to, again, engage in a dialogue there and also to ensure, or to double check, if you like, that the plan was actually being executed. So once we've run through all those steps, I think in terms of top tips and reflections on it, first of all, it's very important to have buy-in from the trust across all the different service line and clinical levels, and to impress upon them the importance of this, both in terms of the NHS Constitution, but also in terms of the Ministerial Advisory Group on Dementia Research and also the PM Challenge in Dementia. And importantly, to provide patients with an opportunity to take part in research and to give them wider access to research generally within the NHS.